Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch Vegas Report. We begin with Las Vegas and Sacramento. Jeff, a very good evening to you. I'm beginning to think that if I have to ask the price of a ticket for the Sacramento A's, soon to be the Las Vegas A's, then I can't afford it. How high, Jeff? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, you know, the park there in Sacramento is a minor league ballpark. Even though they added a few seats, it's still, you know, supply and demand. Plus, the people in Sacramento are very hungry for tickets. So ticket prices just to sit on the lawn out in the outfield is going to run you $77 plus for each person. And if you want a seat in the club seating area, which is the 200 level, then you're going to be paying $277 each. So, you know, it's just, it's very pricey. It's, you know, it's supply and demand. It's a study in economics. But I do know that even though the A's have not been doing very well in their homestand, that people in Sacramento are still excited. They're still packing that stadium night after night.
Some days ago, you sent an item saying, out of the Review Journal in Las Vegas, that the team is now worth $2 billion. Does it look like that to you, Jeff? $2 billion, that seems high.
It does seem high since it's been such an underperforming fixture in the major leagues for several years. But it's going to be it's guaranteed to get a brand new ballpark, and that's going to change, I think, everything. And I think when they move to the new ballpark, you're going to see a bigger infusion of money from not just the A's owners now, but other partners they are talking about bringing in. So, yeah, I think $2 billion is reasonable. Plus, you know, when you look at Major League Baseball, there's the element where you're looking at it club by club value, but they also get a certain amount of value from the other clubs in the league. So, yeah, I don't think that's too high.
Now, Las Vegas, the prices, you've talked about them over the many weeks, Jeff, saying that they're rising everywhere and it's overwhelming. Please explain. Nickel and diming Las Vegas.
Well, Vegas used to be the kind of place where if you were just a low or medium roller, you could go and have a very good time, get some good gambling in, eat well, maybe go to a show or two and not feel like you got taken to the cleaners anywhere but at the tables, at the gambling tables. But now Vegas has really turned into a bigger corporate type of thing. And so you're getting nickel and dimed on every single element, parking, on resort fees, on drinks, on food. And it's not like it was in the old days. I remember actually when I had just turned 21 and went to Vegas, just playing, you know, slot machines, and the waitresses coming by or the hostesses coming by and offering you as many free drinks as you wanted in the course of the night. As long as you gambled, you got it. Not anymore. Not unless you're in the real, real high roller areas, the VIP areas. Everywhere else, people are paying, and they're paying through the nose. I mean, can you imagine paying almost $50 for one martini? And people are shaking their heads. They can't afford to go there anymore in many cases. It's not just a case of, like I said, losing money at the tables, but they're getting fleeced for thousands of dollars in hotel rooms and everything else there.
You have some statistics. How are they doing month to month?
Well, they've had a tough month in February, which are the most recent numbers. They just came in. And the visitor volume there was down 11.9%. And the strip gambling was down about $110 million, which represents a monthly drop of about 13.8%, which is very significant for these big companies that own these casino resorts. And that's forcing room rates down. So, you know, kind of in the mid-range rooms on the strip and some of the surrounding areas, they've dropped from about $269 a night to $198. Now, that might seem pretty regular for other parts of the country, but there was a time in Vegas, and again, I remember going there in my early 20s with friends, and you could get a room for well under, you know, under $50, no problem. And it was a nice place, clean, a nice resort. Those days are gone forever, I'm afraid.
All right. My biggest joy of this last year is reporting on the Sphere, but the bill is in. What's it look like?
Well, out there in the desert, water and power are very expensive. They're at a premium. They're the most important thing sometimes. And the Sphere, which is a big ball of electronics, it's very important. So you're talking about heating and ventilation and air conditioning for all the people as well as all the equipment. That's a big price tag. And then all the lighting and sound inside, and then the lighting on the outside that's, you know, really defines what the Sphere is, kind of the brand. And so in August, which is, I'm sorry, the monthly cost for that is about almost $470,000 a month right now. I think prices could go up, especially as you get to the summer again, but that's the monthly bill.
You've been to two concerts at the Sphere. Is it worth the price of admission, Jeff?
It really is. It's completely immersive in every way. You're just surrounded by lights. The sound is coming from speakers that are sort of hidden behind the screens. There's a stage that's very simple. It's not dotted with speakers for the band and all that. And so you have the performers on the stage and then whatever visual projections they put on these screens. And then there are also what they call haptics in the seats. So sometimes you get the beats or sound effects come through the seats that are there. What's also very interesting is they have the ability for other events to beam particular languages to certain sections of the arena. So if you had just Portuguese people sitting in one area, they'd get Portuguese, and Germans in another area, they'd just get German. So it's a technological marvel in every way, and it's a very comfortable area, and almost everywhere you see it, wherever you're sitting, you're going to get a good view of the stage.
Jeff, we go to Seattle. It's not a happy story, but it's something that's been coming for quite some time. What have we learned?
Well, we know that they've come up about $47 million short in their payroll taxes. So that deficit has come about because companies have been leaving. It's one of the oldest stories in economics that, you know, money goes where it's treated best, and it's not treated best in Seattle. Now, what some people may not realize is Seattle is not just very left wing in its politics, but it's to the left of left wing. You know, it's a place where there are places within Seattle that still embrace, you know, a very Marxist view. And I don't say that in a weird way. It's just truth. I mean, posters, statues, banners. And it's a place where they had Chaz, that occupied part of the city, you know, against a whole host of things. But this has been a story, not just in Seattle, but other big cities on the West Coast, where high taxes, oppressive regulations, problems with crime like this have been driving people and especially business away. And that's bad news for the city because that's tax money that's not going into its coffers.
Two fish stories. Let's go to Long Beach. What do you see?
We have a mighty whale, which is a large baleen whale. Those are the kind that strain their food from the water. They have the blowholes and such. And it's been swimming around the harbor for several days. It's become quite a tourist attraction. People are coming from all over. They're being very respectful. It seems healthy, but it seems strange to see a whale that big swimming in what is basically a marina. And so, like I said, it's one of the top stories in the LA area for the past couple of days.
And orcas chasing dolphins in northern San Diego. Is this common? We have about 30 seconds.
This is fairly common. You know, orcas or killer whales are the apex predators. There's nothing in the ocean that they fear, and everything else fears them. And when they go after dolphins, dolphins just become ragdolls. They throw them into the air, and everything falls prey to orcas, that's for sure.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch and Vegas Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed and learn to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Last year, Ohio Adult Protective Services helped nearly 20,000 older adults impacted by neglect, exploitation, and abuse.
APS's work means so much to us.
APS helped us know what steps to take with Dad.
APS is my lifeline.
If you or someone you know is at risk, you're not alone. When you make a report, we connect older Ohioans to protection, support, and assistance. If you see the signs, don't wait.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No